Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the semi-drivers, drive those big 18-wheelers, the men and the women. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Texas is a mess, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the weekend said the federal government has failed. So as a result, he took a whole bunch of his Texas DPS officers and put them on that dam there in Del Rio, Texas, to stop the people that were just coming over. And I think he might have slowed them down, but I don't believe he stopped them. And we'll have to see what's going to happen there, because Kevin McCarthy has asked for asked Joe Biden to put the National Guard there.
We'll see if that happens. But Mayorkas has decided that he will deport those Haitians.
Yep.
And three planes have already left. I don't know how many they were able to move on those three planes, but we're stacking up planes and
yeah.
We're flying these people back to Haiti.
Well, last week
the last week
it went from 9,000 to 14,000 under the bridge.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was actually higher than that. I think because there was another caravan. So I believe that they know that even with cutting off Fox's drone for about a day. they know they're in trouble. So anyway, we are paying to move these people back to Haiti, which I'm fine with. They gotta go. I'd be real interested, however, to see what, the deal was, between the United States and Haiti, that Haiti would take these people back.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a whole pile of money that was involved in that one.
Yep, you would think. Yep. Now, granted, we have a huge problem with immigration. The immigration amnesty thing was apparently in the bill, the $3.5 trillion, and the parliamentarian, I guess, stepped up and said, no, you can't do that. Is that correct?
Correct. That was ruled yesterday afternoon, apparently.
And now we're hearing that Chuck Schumer says, well, that's okay. We'll just put it in the budget.
And, you know, I would say that Schumer needs to be pretty careful on this one because the Republicans in the Senate are very aware of the tricks that Schumer is trying to pull here.
Sure.
And there was a lot of discussion yesterday on the Sunday talk shows that the Republicans will not raise the debt ceiling.
Right.
And if that's the case, a lot of things begin to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
But because we can't pay our debts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has quite the trickle effect after that. But, you know, we keep raising the debt ceiling and raising the debt ceiling, but nobody talks about stopping the spending and stopping,
right,
you know, these trillion-dollar bills. So the fallout could be very significant if we don't raise the debt ceiling. So just we need to watch this one carefully here in the next 24 hours or so.
Well, the Biden administration specifically has warned the states that the federal debt crisis could trigger a recession.
Well, yeah.
Like as if we haven't already been there.
Precisely.
Yeah. So they're trying to scare people, but it's already happened. So, you know, too little, too late. Now, what is this nonsense about the Biden administration saying, we've set a goal, this was Joe Biden actually, I think he said in his speech, we've set a goal that by 2025 our power sector will be free of carbon, and in 2030 50% of the cars must be electric vehicles. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, that actually was set, I don't know, a couple months ago that he made that declaration. And I don't think it is either. A lot of people don't understand that these electric vehicles are subsidized by the government.
Right.
So it costs us more money. And then those people who drive their electric vehicles to wherever and they, you know, plug in their vehicles to get some power, we pay for that power.
Yep.
So we've now socialized fuel.
Yeah. Hold that thought. And by the way, folks, if you haven't been to a Wawa lately, the new ones have got the charging stations out around the back. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. I do believe I will take it away, and we appreciate you doing that for us. Now, folks, this portion of the program, my conversations with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our good friends over at TuggyToPatriotPup.com, and the author and mother and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, of the Tuggy to Patriot Pup series books, is going to be in town on Thursday for our event over at the Grand Hyatt. So you'll be able to meet her. She's going to have a display. Books will be there available if you would like to purchase the set. There's three books in the set. And I'll tell you what, education of our youth, we know, has always been critical. And we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, it's just no longer the case. We all know it. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about the American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, I will tell you that these books, you'll get something out of them, too, because there's things in there you probably forgot about when it comes to American history. It's very accurately displayed. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Remember, all you got to do is go to the website, TuggyToPatriotPup.com. That's TuggyToPatriotPup.com. For your children, your grandchildren, too, this is an absolute must for homeschoolers. Give it a shot, and you'll find out what it's all about. TuggyToPatriotPup.com. Books are available in English and Spanish, too. All right, to the telephone line we go. Denise Simon's right here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Hey, you know, I'd like to run this by you. Yeah, good morning, Denise. So I'd like to run this by you and see what you think. America, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, professed to be a God-fearing woman of Catholic faith. Yet it is documented that she has met several times with atheist Marxist America hater George Soros. Real church people do not meet with devil worshipers, not unless it is to convert them to Christians. I find Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi the most harmful Catholics on the world stage. Joe Biden, a Christian? He has Planned Parenthood abortion stamped on his forehead. And they seem to have a wonderful relationship with Pope, the Pope, who encourages Obama and Biden to open up the southern borders. I'd like to get your take on that, Denise. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elliot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of use for a Pope. He himself has proven to be much more of a socialist than many others.
I was going to say he's a communist. I'm just going to call him that. Go ahead.
The other interesting thing is that Pelosi, just in the last couple of days, has torn into the Republicans, saying that we used to be the grand old party and we're not serving America very well. In fact, capitalism has not served America very well. This is coming from a woman who, between she and her husband, are worth several $100 million. So
yep.
Help me figure out how capitalism hasn't worked for her. I think that this woman is the most repugnant, reprehensible person that I know. Joe Biden, on the other hand, I don't think he has a clue, really, that he knows what he's saying. I think that the talking points are given to him. He just reads them. And I don't think he's not a strategic thinker. He's just kind of putting stuff out there because that's what he's told to do by his policy people. And his chief of staff, Ron Klain, if we thought Ron Emanuel was bad, Ron Klain is, I would say, extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a bad spot, ladies and gentlemen. It gets worse. If you don't think it can get worse, it does get worse. So thanks, Elliot. I agree with you.
Now, over the weekend, we had a little something in Washington, D.C. Some people called it Entrapment 2021. Some others called it FedFest. But Donald Trump advised people not to go because he said it was going to be a setup. And apparently it was going to be one because there was just about twice as many police and National Guard there as there were people that showed up for the little rally.
Well, yeah. There's as much media there as there were attendees. So it was clearly a bust. And the Democrats, Pelosi, wanted to make a very big deal out of all of this. So that's why we're bringing in National Guard on the reserve, and we put the fence back up, and we called in, you know, all these law enforcement and blah, 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 blah. So we'll see how they even talk about it today, if they do, on the Hill.
Well, earlier I heard a report that this Congressman Ted Lieu, who's delusional, to say the least, from California, he said, well, this proves that Trump's influence is waning.
Okay, good. So as far as the Democrats are concerned, I would say good. Then stop dogging him and then dogging the Republicans for supporting his doctrine. Leave us alone.
Yes, indeed. Okay, now back to the drawing board here. the boot. Let's talk about a little COVID stuff here, because right now, the NIH director, Dr. Collins, believes that the Pfizer booster shots should be expanded despite the FDA panel's recommendation. And, of course, Pfizer yesterday got some bad news along the way. There's a study that shows that their strength of their vaccine drops off after 120 days more dramatically than does the other two.
Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, how do we know all this? It's gotten to the point now where we're not trusting any of these things, right?
Yep.
You know, Biden has been out there selling the boosters in a big, huge way, such that he's bought, I don't know how many doses, millions and millions and millions of doses of the boosters, and here comes the CDC or the FDA, whatever one it is, it's a vote 16 to 1 that they did not approve it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is a booster? Is it the same dosage as the first two vaccines? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got to change the dosage dramatically to give it to adolescents at whatever age group. So there's another problem we got going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, little Dr. Fauci chimed in yesterday. He had to be heard, of course. He says that the officials will decide on the COVID-19 vaccine recommendation for children aged 5 to 11 soon.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll see what happens there.
And then there's the monoclonal antibody rationing going on by the federal government. Yesterday, it was mentioned Alabama was the state that they chose to talk about. It's going to be hit very hard by this federal government action. And the comment was made, some of them are going to die.
Well, you know, why? I mean, there's such hypocrisy here. He wants everybody to be safe and protected, blah, 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 blah. Yet this administration is rationing treatment, it appears, to the red states.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Do you want a bunch of seniors to die? I mean, what is it here? I mean, what kind of a government would selectively punish red states?
Well, the far right or far left would, for sure.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And there's a lawsuit brewing on that, too, so to be continued. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer, and then you'll know what's going on. In the meantime, Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A military training jet crashed in the Fort Worth, Texas area on Sunday, injuring two pilots and damaging three homes. The crash in Lake Worth, just west of Fort Worth, was of a Navy T-45C Goshawk from Naval Air Station Kingsville, more than 400 miles away. The pilots both managed to bail from the plane. Both were hospitalized, with one in critical condition. Three residents of the homes that were damaged were treated at the scene for minor injuries. And the 16th and 17th named storms of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season have formed. Tropical Storm Peter is about 350 miles to the east of the northern Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. Forecasters say it's expected to pass well north of those islands on Monday or Tuesday. And Tropical Storm Rose has formed in the central Atlantic Ocean and is expected to strengthen in the next 48 hours. Neither storm is currently projected to impact the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you and train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at and how to get a hold of them after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. This is a job that you could find work as a certified aviation maintenance tech in just about any country around the world. Of course, it'd be optional whether or not you'd want to go to North Korea, Russia, or Iran, but believe it or not, they do hire certified aviation maintenance techs. They have some of their own, but they have to have the better qualified people, which is what happens when you get out of the National Aviation Academy. Now, the two locations they have, one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater, Florida. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. So, you can go to either one of those. Now, I would strongly suggest that you take a tour of one of those campuses to find out what's involved. And to meet some students, talk to them, to meet some teachers and talk to them, and to get your finances straightened away so that your student loan will either be a student loan, or if you're a post-9/11 veteran, it'll be coming through the VA and it'll pay totally for what you got, called the GI Bill. So call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. That's my suggestion. Now, Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Steve Daines of Montana introduced a bill that would award congressional gold medals to 13 U.S. service members killed in last month's bombing at Kabul's international airport. I think that's a very nice gesture. It probably will pass, and I have no problem with that. Now, the Navy has begun a deep-sea sonar scan to find helicopter wreckage and crew remains. A Navy undersea search and salvage operation began this week to locate and recover the MH-60S Seahawk helicopter and the remains of the five crew members killed in an August 31st crash near San Diego, according to the Navy, over the weekend. Remember, this is part of we never leave anyone behind. This is another example of that. I hope you're listening, Joe Biden. Now, the House committee probing the January 6th Capitol attack is vowing to home in on senior Pentagon officials' response to the assault following reports that General Mark Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, assured China that former President Donald Trump would not authorize a strike against the country. Here we go again. By the way, the parents of a corpsman killed in Kabul has offered a home for an Afghan child. Fallen corpsman Maxton Max Sobak's family looked to honor their son by picking up his mission where he left off saving the children of Afghanistan. And they've offered to adopt and take in one of the kids. We'll see how that works. Now, military COVID-19 deaths continue to spike, but no fatalities amongst the fully vaccinated. Of the 46 deaths so far, none have occurred in troops who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's a pretty good record right there. That's a pretty good record right there. Now, the Pentagon has urged all employees to report symptoms of the Havana syndrome. That's a mysterious illness where they might not be able to hear, or they might get dizzy, or they might pass out because of whatever it is that happened while they were either in Havana or in the Middle East, because it's been reported in both those circumstances people have come down with this same result. Now, Lockheed has been angling for an F-35 performance-based logistics contract for 3 years, but it's going to come with strings attached, as they're going to have to give up all of their tech data so everybody knows what they're doing. Now, a group of 27 House Republicans are calling on the U.S. Department of Defense to investigate Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley following a report alleging that the general made two calls to his Chinese counterpart to reassure them that the U.S. was not going to attack China. Matt Gaetz, Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado, and 25 other Republicans have demanded the Army investigate Milley for those calls. A U.S. court dismissed a years-long NASA lawsuit citing state secrets. The lawsuit says the practice of mass interception, searching of citizens' international communications, are simply unconstitutional, and they wanted it stopped. Now, roughly 300 soldiers, U.S. soldiers, will join approximately 8,000 troops from 12 different nations participating in an annual multinational training exercise in Ukraine later this month. That's a big deal. And it's going to get bigger. Now, when I come back from this break, I'm going to be talking to Chris Markowski. And wait till you hear one of the things I'm going to discuss with him. And that's about the bank accounts and the federal government wanting to have the ability to access and monitor any account at a bank with more than $600 in it. I'm going to ask Chris what he thinks about that and see what he says. I'm pretty sure I know the answer. By the way, in the book Peril, that alleges several different things about General Milley, who he's already denied them, but he hasn't really gotten specific. If he really wants to clear this up, he needs to get on board the train and tell the people in no uncertain terms, that this didn't happen. This was not what he was trying to do. But we already know, and I have a problem with those calls to the Chinese general. Because you just don't pick up the phone one day and say, oh, I'm going to call my buddy General Liu in Shanghai and see how he's doing. That's not the way it works. Not the way it works at all. Because of international policy and different things that are going on. Because they don't agree with what we're doing over there in China. For the most part. And we certainly don't agree with them. But anyway, I hear the music coming up in my ear. So, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be on the telephone with us. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. This portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX now has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that make your back feel good when you need to have a little something to go along there, people with bad backs. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those that have served in our country in the military with the You Serve, You Save program. That's for active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, and on this Monday morning when his team, I don't know if your team won or not, but it's the Watchdog on Wall Street. Did the Giants win?
No, they played on Thursday and blew the game, remember, at the end there?
Cause they oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our Bucks won, and what? I'll tell you what. You want to the guy named Edwards, who's I didn't really know much about, that intercepted those two passes in the most unusual manner possible. Bat the ball up in the air and you catch it. The only other Buck that's done that in all the years of football, two interceptions in a game, was Rodney Barber.
Oh yes. Okay. the brother, one of the brothers from Virginia, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Tiki Barber's brother. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Oh no, he was a defensive back as well. No, he can get a hell of a team down there in Tampa, without a doubt.
Yep. No doubt about it. We'll see if they can keep it up, because next week they're in Los Angeles to play the Rams. All right. Joe Biden's budget plan provision now will let the IRS look into virtually everyone's bank account that has $600 or more in the bank.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, I think this is terrible, but we've been on this authoritarian, you know, path for this country for a very long time. I mean, come on. We signed off on and we cheered the so-called Patriot Act. It's a misnomer, quite frankly, if you ask me, which allows the government to put a camera everywhere, basically look at your emails and your search history and telephone them and everything that goes along with that. So the government has become more and more intrusive in getting involved in our lives and basically, you know, pushing away privacy for a very long period of time. I think that this is, you know, ridiculous. I don't think it's any of their business, quite frankly. And the fact is, it's going to be a big burden also on financial companies,
yeah,
and banks. You're going to have to track every single thing in a report to the IRS where people are spending their money. I'm sorry. Again, you know, whenever you see things like this, everybody needs to take a couple steps back and say to themselves, what would the founders think about this?
Mm-hmm.
What would the people who, you know, signed their death warrants by signing the Declaration of Independence, what would they say about something like this? Would they be happy with this? Do they think this is a proper role for government? No.
Now, the requirements of this proposal would impose significant compliance costs on our banks, credit unions, and related financial institutions, but also infringe on the privacy of millions of Americans. Meanwhile, the government says the purpose of the plan is to improve tax administration and provide the IRS with a blueprint to address various facets of the tax gap.
Well, listen, You want to simplify the tax code? Go right ahead. I'm all for it. We talked about this before. I don't think that we should have an income tax or anything like that. I think we should be a national sales tax here in this country. You pay at the point of sale. If you pay at the point of sale, then you know what? It's a consumption tax, and you're paying,
yep,
all along the way. You don't have to worry about April 15th.
Yep.
It's a much better route to go. But, you know, we need a better tax enforcement. Well, then, you know, why is the tax code 80,000-plus pages long?
Yeah, I'd like to know that one, too. Who can read it?
Nobody, and nobody can understand it either.
Mm-hmm. And every now and then it changes a little bit, too, so there you go. Now, we're hearing that inflation may spark a major gold rush to $5,000 an ounce. Really?
That's what they usually say. I'm not buying that, Captain. I'm not buying it at all. This is, you know, something that you know, the gold bugs like saying all the time. I think that there's issues out there. I think you'd have to see a massive movement outside of some of these ridiculous cryptocurrencies if that was to be the case. But inflation has been running hot for a period of time, and gold really hasn't, you know, done what it usually does in that case.
Now, Christine in Sarasota is saying, won't this mean that people will just take their money out of banks? Well, I got a better idea. How about if you just put $500 in there, since they're talking about $600?
Well, it's not just that. It's transactions over $600. It's not just moving money. It's every, you know, credit card, you know, purchases, whatever it may be. They're going to be able to track all of that. So anything that's above $600, any sort of transaction, they're going to know about.
Okay, we've got some breaking news coming out of Russia. A gunman has opened fire at a Russian university, and at least five people are dead. I'm trying to see where this is. This has just happened. The city of Perm, six injuries, five dead. According to the police agency there, suspect has been detained after the incident at the Perm State University, according to officials. Well, okay, I guess it's going on in Russia too, huh?
Oh, that's a horrible thing, and hopefully, we'll figure out why. I mean, there's been instances of terror in Russia. Is this, did they say where in Russia? Is this near
Perm? PRM. I have no idea where that is.
I don't know. I don't know either. I'm not that familiar with the terrain, so I'm not. But they were trying to figure out what the motive is for something like this.
Now, AOC, with her tax the rich designer mired in debt. You knew about that, right? That person that let her have that dress is mired in debt, and
and the withholding taxes for she took out of her people's paychecks. She didn't send them to the government.
No, she kept them for herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, they're elites. Do you think anything is going to happen? I mean, she's had these tax liens on her for a while. Why don't you go arrest her? She took the money from her staff and she kept it. I mean, why is she still walking around? And why is that not theft? No, she's at the Met Gala. Why? Well, because she also designs dresses for Michelle Obama, Beyonce, Meghan Markle, and other elites. So, different rules for different people here. Again, everybody out there cheers America. We have no justice system here in this country. Because like Orwell, there are animal farms. Some animals are more equal than other animals here in the United States.
Okay, speaking of animals, Kevin McCarthy says that the Democratic spending plan will cost as much as the U.S. spent during all of World War II.
Listen, it's not $3.5 trillion. If you actually look in it, it's closer to $5. Some of the things that they're putting into some of the entitlements that they're putting into this, they only account for the money for 3 years rather than the normal 10. So it's going to be $5 because they're not going to go away in $3. We all know that they're going to just extend these things from now into perpetuity. So it's a lot more expensive than everyone actually thinks it is.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, the United, and this is one of your favorite pet peeves, the United Airlines CEO is backing a $1 trillion infrastructure bill because he thinks he's going to get some of that coin.
Well, the infrastructure, well, that's the private money going to airports, too, but the infrastructure bill is looking dead in the water right now, too, because they keep trying to tie it to the budget deal. So who knows what's going to happen with that.
Very true, very true. And we'll have to see what happens tomorrow with what's going on today, because the market is up and down and up and down, and I don't know what's going to happen in lieu of this stuff. And I will talk to you.
A lot of it has to do with a major bankruptcy in China that's really taking the markets down right now.
Yeah, that's true. I heard about that one. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer on his website.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.